This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A gallon of gas today, regular, on average across the country, $3.54. A year ago, says AAA, $4.86. And you might remember back then that we on this program and others elsewhere pointed out that the problem largely was refining capacity, not having enough of it. As this economy finally started to pull itself out of the worst of the pandemic, refiners couldn't simply turn enough crude oil into gas, diesel, and jet fuel to meet rising demand. But as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, that shortage of capacity does seem to be in the rearview mirror.
The Chevron refinery in the L.A. suburb of El Segundo is a sprawling complex of heavy equipment and tanks that spans 1,000 acres, pretty much right next to the beach.
We are one of the largest refineries on the West Coast. We have a rated capacity of 290,000 barrels per day.
Jeff Wilson, a corporate affairs manager at Chevron, says when the pandemic hit, they were suddenly refining a whole lot less than that.
We had to reconfigure this plant quickly. All of a sudden, people weren't flying. Jet fuel demand just collapsed.
Many of us weren't driving much either.
But at the same time, the refineries needed to continue to run.
Chevron's refinery here bounced back as demand came back. But since 2020, a half dozen other refineries in the U.S. have shut down. At the start of last year, refining capacity hit an eight-year low. Tracy Schuchart, founder of Hill Tower Resource Advisors, says that's when everybody started traveling again.
You had all this demand hit the market that wasn't really prepared for.
Since then, refiners have added capacity at existing facilities, and profits are growing, which is attracting more investment to the industry. Bob McNally, president of Rapidan Energy Group, says that'll make a difference to consumers.
Energy is not something like, movie tickets or Chipotle or something. It's not a want-to-have, it's a must-have.
And McNally says all that added capacity could help shield against price spikes down the road. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.